In Gauteng and the Western Cape, this is Classic Business.
Well, from being a debt-ridden company with a narrow focus on the graphic paper that we see in glossy magazines and that you find in your office photocopier, Sappi has thrown off its debt shackles to some extent and has emerged as a global force in the wood fibre market, as well as the packaging and speciality paper market. It's the world's leading producer now of dissolving wood pulp. That's the cellulose that you see in clothing and textile production. China's really got a voracious appetite for that as at the moment, as well as food and pharmaceuticals and a whole host of other household products. And its products are sold in over 150 countries, with almost half of its sales generated in Europe. So it's a great rand hedge as well. It reported a mixed bag for the first quarter, and I've got CEO Steve Binney on the line. Evening, Steve.
Good evening, Michael.
Steve, you've been on this diversification strategy, and the one thing that really comes through these results is that it's paid off for you this quarter. Just take me through what we've seen in Europe, which was quite a tough market, versus what you're seeing in South Africa. South Africa really stood out for you.
Yeah, that's right. As you know, over the last few years, we've been going through a progressive transformation, reducing our dependency on our traditional graphic paper and getting into new areas of growth, and predominantly being packaging and dissolving pulp. In the quarter that we've just gone through, graphic paper markets weakened significantly. A lot of that's on the back of the global slowdown in terms of economic growth. And the resilience of how we've transformed the business has come through, because although Europe did have a weak quarter, and as you've already alluded to, about half of our business is in Europe. And despite that, we were able to report earnings growth of 15% relative to last year. And it predominantly comes through from South Africa. Dissolving pulp continues to be strong, and we do have a leadership position globally, and demand it continues to be good. And then at the same time, in South Africa, we also have a packaging business which sells into paper into the fruit export industry, and that has done extremely well for us. And in fact, South Africa had a record profit during this quarter.
And it's an interesting component of the results, considering the gloom and the pessimism around South Africa and the state of the South African economy. Obviously, there are pockets of growth, but you operate in an environment where the land question has been bandied about and asked at almost every plenary that I've attended at the mining indaba this year. Investors are concerned. You threw your weight behind President Cyril Ramaphosa's $100 billion investment drive last year when you announced that 7.5 billion rand investment in your KZN plant at the investment summit. So you're clearly confident that the land question will be adequately resolved. What gives you that confidence?
I think the assurances that we've been given from the president and the governing party, they've emphasized that it isn't going to impact on production, and it's not going to impact on GDP and economic growth. Sappi, even within South Africa, and probably the reason we have done so well, we are an export business. We manufacture here in South Africa, and our costs are predominantly in rands, and we export. So we are an asset to the South African economy, and we think that we can continue to grow in South Africa, and that's why we were prepared to make the commitments to invest further in the South African economy.
The issue of Eskom was another big issue that's been raised several times at the mining indaba. A lot of people expect to see something in the State of the Nation address tomorrow. Is that clearly a concern for you, security of energy supply?
Yeah, it's a big thing. We've got four mills in South Africa. The one in Mpumalanga is self-sufficient. Down in KwaZulu-Natal, where our other three mills are, We do have to buy from the grid, and unfortunately there's been inconsistent supply coming through from the grid. It's particularly affected our two smaller mills, which are Stanger and Tugela, and it's been a big headache for us. It causes us production disruptions and ultimately does have an impact on our numbers. So it is a concern, and we're hoping that it can be addressed by the president.
And there are areas as well, chatting to Sven Luncher of Goldfields yesterday, that we can leave as we can pull, I guess, from a regulatory perspective, where we can allow independent power producers to supply into industry without the sort of red tape that led to Goldfields opening a massive solar plant with at its Granny Smith operation with Aggreko. And it's exploring doing that here, but Sven said we are still making it rather difficult for those sorts of solutions. I just want to move on now to the dissolving pulp market for you, because you are a global giant in this market, along with the likes of Birla and Lenzing. You've got a couple of Chinese peers, Sun Paper, Asia Symbol, and Chen Ming. It's really one of the biggest markets. And you, the market has been ramping up production of dissolving paper quite aggressively. So they must reach a point where we start to see overcapacity in the future. When do you foresee that point happening?
The demand for the product, dissolving pulp, over the last few years has grown considerably, and we've seen years of double-digit growth. More recently, it's been in the high single digits. But as we look forward, we continue to believe that there are growth opportunities, and we estimate around 5%. If we look at the additional capacity that's coming on board, both from our competitors and ourselves, it's no greater than that number. So we continue to believe that the market will be in balance, and that's good for pricing. So the medium to long term outlook continues to look very good for dissolving pulp.
And I was doing a bit of desktop research today on some of the trends. Very interesting to see the rise and the increasing use of cellulose nanofibers. It's picked up as one of the major trends, and it's used in a whole host of different applications. Is this something that an area that you're exploring?
Very much so. And like many players in our industry, nano has been identified as a potential future significant contributor to revenue. So we've built a demo plant up in the Netherlands, in Maastricht, in the Netherlands, and we're generating samples and talking to potential customers, and obviously there are a number of different commercial applications that we're potentially working through with them. So I think in the long term it has huge potential, and that's why we are making investments in that area, as are many others in the industry.
Now, the one thing that chatting to investors about these results and analysts is that the debt does still seem quite high in an environment where, well, certainly towards the back end of last year, it looked like interest rates were going in one direction. The financial conditions have eased somewhat, as we've seen a far more dovish Fed, but at a debt to equity of around 81%, are you going to start trying to bring that down?
If we look back over the last, say, 5 or 6 years, we've brought our debt down by about $1 billion. At its peak, it was 2.6. It's now down up to about 1.5 billion. We've committed to the market that we would use a debt leverage ratio of 2x EBITDA as a guiding principle, and that's what we've been doing in recent times. We brought it below 2. And we do think that there are capital opportunities out there. We've talked about dissolving pulp, the huge potential in packaging, and you've already mentioned nano and other bioproducts where we could potentially grow. What we have to do as management is be disciplined and obviously pursue the right opportunities. And what we do is we use the 2x lever as a guiding principle, and we don't want to stretch the balance sheet too much, so we will remain disciplined around that mark.
SAPI CEO Steve Binney reporting back on a great result year on year, quarter on quarter, bit of a mixed bag.